Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, I bring you greetings on behalf of the multi-Asian gathering that will be having its inaugural event this afternoon. And in commemoration of that wonderful event, I hope that all of you have received a pair of commemorative chopsticks. And in case you do not know how to use chopsticks, let me give you a very quick lesson. You place the chopstick between your thumb and index finger, and then you grasp the second chopstick between your thumb and index finger like you would hold a pen or pencil. And now you should be able to pick up and use this pair of chopsticks. If you do it correctly, you can also use it with your left hand. That is how you use chopsticks. Chopsticks came naturally to me. It was very simple. When I was a child, if you did not use your chopsticks, you did not get to eat. But for some of us, using chopsticks is a challenge. But that is one of my talents. In fact, I even participated in a talent contest where I played chopsticks, the song Chopsticks, with a pair of chopsticks. Now, it wasn't using two hands playing chopsticks. I took the risk of playing chopsticks with one hand. Needless to say, I did not win that talent contest. How to use chopsticks. How to do certain things. You know, we are pretty good at that these days. If you want to learn how to do something, you can ask your parent, a friend, someone who may have experienced that before. Or you might go on the internet and you can look up just about anything. How to fix the leaky faucet. How to cook your favorite Asian dish. How to do all kinds of things. You can simply look it up. How to then becomes very easy. And we become very good at that. We do how-tos in our Christian life. We know how to pray our Father who art in heaven. We know how to confess our sins. We know how to follow the liturgy. We know how to share our faith with others. We know how to welcome people in the church. We know how to do church. If I were to say, "The Lord be with you," you know how to respond. If I say, "Christ is risen," you know how to respond. In church, we know how to. And so it is also in the seminary. We learn how to conjugate our Greek verbs. We learn how to exegete scripture. We learn how to preach and use different styles and preach without notes. We learn how to write sermons. I've been trying to learn how to preach a 10-minute sermon with my allotted time today and to teach you how to use chopsticks at the same time. We know how to. We do it well. And because of that, sometimes we forget why. Why do we do the how-tos? Why do we do what we do? We need to ask that question sometimes. But it can be an annoying kind of thing. You ever have a conversation with a child, maybe a grandchild? You tell them, "Eat all your carrots." And they look up at you and ask, "Why?" "Because they're good for you." "Why?" "Because they're full of vitamins." Why? And after a while, those why questions become annoying, and so we want to avoid them, and we prefer to just do. Today, we have a lesson from Zechariah chapter 8. Zechariah, a prophet of God, who wrote about 520 years before Jesus. He was a contemporary of Haggai. He was a part of the people who returned out of Babylon in exile back to Jerusalem. He was in favor of what Ezra and Nehemiah were doing, rebuilding the Jerusalem wall and rebuilding the temple. And Zechariah had a powerful message to remind us why. He says, "Thus says the Lord." Five times in our lesson today, it says, "Thus says the Lord." 10 times it says, "Thus says the Lord" in the whole of Zechariah chapter 8. 400 plus times in all of the Old Testament, "Thus says the Lord." And often we might think it's a command, it's a law, we have to do something. But here in Zechariah, we remember that it's also a promise, a gospel promise. "Thus says the Lord." Look at the last of the five, verses 7 and 8. It says, "Thus says the Lord, behold, I will save my people." That is a wonderful promise. That is why we do our how-tos. "Thus says the Lord, I will save my people from the east country and the west country." All the people of the world, God will save. That is the good news message that we have to share. "Thus says the Lord." It is a promise, a comfort, knowing that God is at work. He is the one doing this among us. He is the one who has promised the Messiah, our Lord Jesus. He is the one who we proclaim at Easter. He is the one that we love and cherish, who has given us great faith. He is the one whose death and resurrection means victory for us, and we celebrate that wonderful blessing of life. We know there is forgiveness in that word, "Thus says the Lord, I will save my people." I remember then that gift of forgiveness that we have in life. How as far as the east is from the west, so far God has removed our sin from us. And he says, "I will gather my people in Jerusalem back into that city, the city that has hope, the city that we do ministry among all people and all people groups." And our Lord says to us very clearly, "I will save my people and I will bring them to Jerusalem, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God in faithfulness and righteousness." It tells us, "Thus says the Lord." God is telling us who he is, one who is faithful and trustworthy, one who we can rely upon. He is righteous, not our own righteousness, but his righteousness. He will do all things to save us. We know how to, and we know the why. And that's why we can celebrate our common faith, knowing that our Lord saves people from all countries. Today you have learned about chopsticks. You might have seen one of those martial arts movies. They take a pair of chopsticks and the guy just snags a fly out of the air. I hope you can practice and do that too. It has actually happened. My younger brother has actually done that. Now, I wasn't there when it happened, but my mother was. And I would believe my mother, of course. since Mother's Day is coming up. And not only did he do it once, my mom tells me she witnessed him doing it twice. He knows how to. My only question for my brother would be, why? In the name of Jesus, by his power, for his glory, amen.